All right, y'all.
What's up?
It's your boy Shane Gant, and I'm doing my first podcast episode today, and it is going to be on societal norms and being the difference you want to see and challenging these beliefs we have currently. So I just want to start off with who I am. My name is Chase Chimbrow. I'm from Washington State, the West Side, the North Evergreen State, you know, and I'm doing this because I stand for challenging societal norms and being the difference you want to see and sobriety. I'm not saying complete sobriety, because to sit here and say that I'm a perfect young man would be just foolish, you know, because I'm not. I have made mistakes. I will not lie. But a mistake is a lesson, and you grow and you learn from these things. So a mistake is never really a mistake. It's a learning lesson. And it is never too late to come back from that and grow. And I want to talk about the current societal norms in my age group. And I'm 20 years old. I'll be 21, you know, this year. I'm pushing that way a couple months here, but basically I think what's a good age range? Let's say from like 16 to 25. 16 to 25 is a good age range for these societal norms we currently have. And the societal norms I'm talking about is partying, drinking, drugging, all that kind of stuff. And I believe the reason why the things are the way they are is because of generationally passed down. I'm not saying everybody is this way, because that would not be true. Not everyone has done things or has been through experiences that others may have. But we come from parents that were born in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, you know. And during that time, there was an epidemic. There was the war on drugs. There was a lot going on in the country. And our parents before them, if they had issues, it's passed down to our parents where they were born in that era, and that doubles it, and then here we are today. And a lot of this generational stuff is passed down, generational traumas, defects and affects. So it runs in your blood, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of our parents were users. A lot of them, I'm not saying like frequent users, you know, because I don't know everybody's story, but it's in the bloodline. It's passed down generationally, and there comes a time when you kind of have to realize why you are the way you are. Like, why did I take this route, or why do I do these things? Why is this normalized? And I feel like it is normalized just based off of like our parents, how they grew up, the stories they have, what they were doing. I'm not saying this is for everyone. I mean, personally, I come from a long line of nonsense in the family. You know, not everyone in my family, but there's definitely some nonsense there. I don't come from a family tree of successful winners, okay? That is not the case. And there's stories you will hear. Like, I've heard stories from my family members of them growing up, what it was like, what they were doing. And it's just what we normalize today, you know? Partying, drinking, smoking, just, you know, damaging your growth as an individual, your brain development, especially at these young ages. at these young ages that we are, the human mind grows and develops until 25 years old if you're a male. I believe for a woman, it is 21 or 22, something like that. I can't remember exactly, but everything we do in society that is normalized right now hinders our personal development and growth if you take that route. And I'm not saying you can't get out and have fun when you're young and party and enjoy and experience. That's all cool, right? That's all a part of the process. But it's about everything in moderation, man. In moderation. Because when you get hooked on something and it starts to take away from who you are as an individual, it sucks. And believe me, because like I said, I'm not a perfect young man. I have made mistakes. I have been an addict. And it has taken away from, it had taken away from who I was and what I believed in. And I didn't stand for what I believed in. And that wasn't me, right? So I'm creating this podcast and doing episodes just to help explain kind of my thought process and a lot of the things I want to touch base on. And yeah, so I was definitely not a perfect person. I was an addict. I have made mistakes and I have learned from my lessons. Not completely. I'm still learning. I'm still young, right? But I challenge you all to be the difference you want to see, to stand out. I come from a small town with a small school where everyone knows each other, and that's okay. But you have to be the difference you want to see in this world if you want something to change. And I feel like we are in a very rough, time period, society-wise, just everything. The world's it's in a really weird place right now. And that's just because what we have normalized and the way we move, you know what I mean? The way some of us think and interpret things. And I'm not saying everyone's thought process is wrong or that you should be doing something different. Because I encourage you to be your own self. That's what I'm encouraging. You know, love yourself, have confidence, and stand for what you believe in. And I was discussing, it's funny, I tried to record this episode and I didn't start the recording, but a little bit about my story. So around 15 or 16, I dropped out of high school. And before that was like middle school and stuff. I was always good in school. Everything came pretty easy to me. My eighth grade year, I started slipping up and kind of falling into this slump. And I didn't get it. I was confused. I didn't know what was wrong with me. And by the time freshman year came around, I had lost it. Like, I couldn't do it anymore. I ended up dropping out. 15, 16, I didn't really do school. I didn't really do anything with my life. I kind of was just in this slump, but I didn't know how to get out of it. I sat in my room by myself. I was depressed. And my mom always was challenging me to, like, what's wrong? Like, she just wanted to know what was wrong. Like, why can't I do it? And I couldn't even explain it to her. I didn't know how to tell her, like, why I can't handle this. I just felt like I didn't fit in. Like, I didn't get along with a lot of people. And that could have also just been myself and my thought process at that young age, right? I was overweight. I wasn't like an attractive kid by any means. Like, I was this oddball. That's how I felt. But that's okay. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. It's okay to be the oddball. It's okay. Stand out. And so 15 or 16, I dropped out of school, high school. I didn't go for like a year and a half. And eventually I got to a point and I was sitting at my house and I was like, I gotta do something, you know, I gotta change this because it hurt me to see my mom struggling so much and then also know that she had just given her all to try and help me be better and make something out of this life of mine, but I just didn't know how, and she was putting forth all this effort to help me get better. And there came a day where I was like, okay, like I gotta do this because I want to make my mom proud and I want to make my family proud. And that's just for a diploma, a high school diploma, right? I mean, that's just the beginning of the world. So like once you get out of high school, you start to experience life and what things are really like more. You grow more, you know, all that kind of stuff. But when I went back to high school my junior year, I had maybe 5 credits, man. Maybe 5. I can't remember exactly. I went back for my junior year. It was COVID time. It was basically all online. I started hustling and putting in the work to graduate. And I got through my junior year, got through my senior year. But one of the things I noticed throughout high school is I kind of changed my beliefs and who I was to fit into the crowd and into the mix so that people would, you know, kind of get along with me and like me and want to be my friend, essentially. And I'm not saying that that's their fault. That's not on them, like, or that's on me, really. Like, I wanted so badly to be, you know, understood, or just not even understood, but just have like a company, a circle I felt like I could trust around me. And I felt like I never had that. So I started doing things that I shouldn't have. I started trying to fit in, started, you know, just doing things that were taking away from me as an individual, as a person. I don't blame anybody for the decisions I made. That was my personal choice. I did that to myself. But what I'm also saying is it is never too late to come back from who you were. I was an addict. I did a lot of stupid things. That is just the honest truth. I am not perfect. I am not a perfect young man. But I'm trying to grow and learn and work towards who I want to be as an individual, and also just be the change I want to see in society today and in this world. We are in a very, very, very rough spot, like I said. But it's okay. It's okay. I just challenge you to be who you want to be, stand out, and be confident in that. No matter what people tell you, it is okay to be yourself and believe in what you believe in, whether they think it's crazy or not. People will call you crazy sometimes for some of your beliefs or what you stand for. That is okay. As long as you are your true, genuine self, you will always attract what is meant for you. And that ties into like the universe and energies, stuff like that. I won't even get into that. I'm gonna have to do a whole nother episode on that kind of stuff. But yeah, so it's never too late to come back from who you were or who you are if you feel like you're not being someone who is your genuine self. And I challenge you to enjoy life, especially in our young ages. But do not let it hinder your growth as an individual or hinder you from improving in any area of your life or just with yourself. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to this episode. I just want to say peace out, y'all. It's your boy Chig out.